In this bulletin, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister must explain himself over Hillsong pastor Brian Houston. A woman charged over the death of two infants south of Brisbane. And in cricket, Australia closes in on a first test win at the Gabba. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Leader of the Opposition, Anthony Albanese, is calling on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to reveal whether he invited Hillsong pastor Brian Houston to the White House on an official visit or not. The Prime Minister and Cabinet Department says it will not confirm or deny whether a guest list exists, and Mr. Morrison has repeatedly refused to say whether Mr. Houston's presence was requested by Canberra. Brian Houston, who founded the Evangelical Hillsong Church, was criticised by the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse for failing to alert police to the allegations that his father sexually assaulted children. Mr. Albanese says the government's decision to not release the information, citing fears for national security, is unjust.
This is an outrageous abuse of freedom of information laws. The fact is the public do have a right to know whether Mr. Houston was invited to the White House by the Australian government. How can that possibly be a national security issue?
A woman has been charged over the deaths of two children allegedly left in a car for hours south of Brisbane. Emergency workers were called to a home at Logan on Saturday to find two girls aged 1 and 2. Police say the sisters had suffered from heat exposure as they tried to determine how long they spent in a car outside the property. A 27-year-old woman has been charged with murder and will face court in Brisbane on Monday. US Vice President Mike Pence has visited Iraq to assure the Kurds it still has the United States' support despite troop withdrawals. President Donald Trump's move to pull US troops out of northern Syria was perceived by some as a betrayal of Kurdish allies. Mr. Pence's trip was previously unannounced for security reasons, but he says he spoke to Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi.
They are greatly encouraged by President Trump's decision to maintain troops in Syria, to secure the oil fields so that they don't fall into the hands of either ISIS or Iran or the Syrian regime, that President Trump's commitment to our allies here in Iraq, as well as to those in the Syrian Defense Forces, the Kurdish forces who fought alongside us, is unchanging.
A 9 p.m. curfew has been declared across Colombia's capital, Bogota, after three people were killed on Thursday in national strikes. More than 250,000 people participated in the marches to express their growing discontent with President Iván Duque's government. Protesters say they are unhappy with a lack of government action to stop corruption, the murder of human rights activists, and economic reforms. Protests continued on Saturday for a third day, with Mr. Duque vowing to have army patrols in place to prevent further vandalism. One demonstrator says neighbours are looking after their homes to stop them being looted while protests continue, and that Colombians are looking out for one another.
There are more good people than bad, as our neighbours say. We are protecting our property, our family, our neighbours, and that's the most important thing.
Women have marched through the streets of Rome to ask the Italian government for improved action against violence. The protesters are pushing for more shelters to support women fleeing violence and a better response to complaints about abusive partners. The Italian government has approved funding to help children who lose their mothers to violence. Meantime, in France, thousands more demonstrators say they are standing in solidarity with women around the world to stand up to violence. Feminist spokeswoman Alissa Abrabeir says there is a continuum of violence that needs to be stopped.
We are here to ask the government to take actual responses to fight against it. And yeah, we hope we are going to be numerous and we are going to fight for this.
People in Hong Kong are preparing to head to the polls in what's being viewed as a referendum on anti-government protests. Many residents are hopeful their voices will be heard in the 6th District Council elections amid continuing protest action. Rebecca Xu Yuka says regardless of the result from Sunday's election, the city will know what the people think.
It is just a fair election. I don't think any violence will be involved because everyone wants to voice out voice out what they think. So it is a very good way to have an election by all the people here. I think we need to become, be peaceful. Otherwise, we cannot rebuild Hong Kong.
All 18 councils will be part of the Sunday election. To sport, and in cricket, Australia is preparing to take a 1-0 lead in the two test series in Brisbane as soon as Sunday afternoon. After defeating Pakistan, Australia is 7 wickets away from an ideal start to the test summer, while Pakistan faces an uphill battle. Australian David Warner hit his first century since the ball tampering ban, and Matthew Wade also hit a half century. Another 276 runs are needed to make Australia bat again, and good weather is predicted for today and tomorrow. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 28. Adelaide, sunny and 27. Melbourne, much the same, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 23. Canberra, similar conditions, 29. Wollongong, cloudy, 21. Sydney, a possible shower, 24. Newcastle, a shower or two, 23. For Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.